From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. This is the sound of one of this year's Grammy-nominated reggae albums. Confused? That's okay. Jamaican-born jazz pianist Monty Alexander gets that a lot. Over the last 50 years, Alexander has put out more than 70 albums spanning the music spectrum from bebop and reggae to calypso and jazz standards.
It's like a gumbo, you know? We say in Jamaica, pepper pot. You mix it up and it comes out how it comes out. So it never gets old for me. I never play the same thing over and over. It's always new.
Right now, Alexander is in the middle of a special run of performances at the famed Blue Note Jazz Club in New York. Those shows will highlight tunes like this cut from his most recent live album, Harlem Kingston Express, called High Heel Sneakers. On that same album, Alexander shows he's not afraid to make the occasional joking nod to the stereotypical tunes people might associate with island music. Like the Banana Boat song. Alexander taught himself to play the piano as a child growing up in Kingston, and by the time he was a teenager, he was already an in-demand backup player for up-and-comers in Jamaica's music scene, where roots rock and pop reigned, and ska was born.
I was one of the musicians playing on those early recordings. I was about 15 years old. So there were all these little makeshift gatherings of musicians, or singers rather, that would compose a song and they'd walk into the studio and I would be sitting there with the rest of the players, and I'd say, so what you got? And the guy would sing the song, and you just sat, so how about this? Said, yeah, man, give me that beat there. That beat, nice. I like that. I like that.
So on the one hand, you have this background and this training, and on the other hand, you end up coming up in the jazz club scene in the States, because you came to the States starting in Miami and Florida, and then eventually going to Las Vegas, playing with some pretty heavyweight jazz artists.
I guess I was a sponge. I still am. You know, you hear music and whatever the gift is called that I have, I would be able to go over to the piano and pretty much emulate what I'd heard.
You start incorporating more obvious island influences? Because I think of a song like we have King Tubby Meets the Rockers Upstairs.
Well, in the early days, I would be sort of sneaking in a little tune here and there, because I don't know if you can relate to this, but when you come from another place, and you have a chance to get in with the folks in whatever avenue you're going down, whether it's music or something else, you're trying to fit in. And in order to fit in, you've got to kind of leave your stuff behind. And indeed, I would leave my natural way of speaking. If I was at home with my mother and my brother, I would have talked like this. Hey, mommy, can I have another rice and peas? Bring me another plate up. You know, you're talking like a Jamaican. But when you go into the street, you start to veer towards a little proper speaking type
of Queen's
speaking.
The Queen's English, right?
You get to the Queen's, and before you know it, you end up thinking you could be a radio personality, speaking sort of like that, you know. So I would talk to the musician friends that I made and say, hey, man, how you doing? What's happening? And also, when I did the music, I was able to play the standards and the bebop tunes and leave my calypso songs behind, because they never related to that as well. I left the calypsos and the mentos and the island rhythms kind of behind me, but they were always there in the back of my brain. And years and years go by, and then I started to go back to Jamaica more frequently, and I realized how much I really loved home, and I started to bring back the roots rhythms. And indeed, you know, King Tubby represents one of the kinds of tunes that come from the experience when you're in Kingston, Jamaica, where it's hot, sweltering, and King Tubby is a very good indication of the dub experience.
So, Monty, what is that instrument that we're hearing?
This is the melodica. melodica, which is a cousin to the accordion and the harmonica. And it reminds me of when I used to play the accordion as a 8-year-old kid, going from place to place, sitting in with the calypso bands that would play at the hotels for the tourists. And I had my accordion, but I got to be tired of it because you had to pump this thing and it was so heavy, you know. And years later, I started just playing on a melodica because it's just a, when you're in a hotel room in some place in Germany at 2 a.m. and you feel like playing a little melody, you just pick up your melodica and play very quietly, play a song. It's just a blowing instrument, and you can tell your story because you're coming from your own personal lungs and you express yourself through that way.
I'm talking to jazz pianist Monty Alexander. That song was called King Tubby Meets the Rockers Upstairs. How do you go about the process of writing songs? And we have an example I'd like you to talk about, and it's the song from your album Uplift. The song's called Home.
This particular song is one of many where I just start playing, and everybody joins in, and there is home. That's it.
Just on stage or in practice?
On stage, and then there's occasionally a time where I have an idea, and I want the group to play it, but it's just the trio or the larger group, and I say, hey, check this out, guys. How does this? What do you think? And we start playing it, and if it feels good to me, I'll stop at that point, and the next time I play it will be on the bandstand, and that's how it grows. It grows while I'm playing right there live. I don't rehearse much because that sort of puts a noose around it, and I prefer just to let it come alive on the stage.
This year, the album Harlem Kingston Express Live was nominated for a Grammy in the category of Best Reggae Album. Monty Alexander, how do you describe your music?
Monty Alexander music. That's all I can come up with because I have so many different directions I can go in, you know, and make something out of it that I'm constantly being motivated by that. So it's alive. My music is alive. It's right now, here and now. That's it.
Well, Monty Alexander, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Jazz pianist Monty Alexander. His Grammy-nominated album is called Harlem Kingston Express Live. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.